Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. And I'm excited to bring back one of my favorite guests and one of my favorite people, Lisa Copeland. Thanks, Lisa, for being with us again today.
Anything for you, Sharon.
We were just together for a few days celebrating a big birthday for me. And I know this will actually be airing in a couple of weeks, but I wanted to just thank you again, Lisa, for making a very special weekend.
You know, would not have missed it. I'm still tired. You're hard to keep up with.
But when we were here, I said, you know, I really want to emphasize something, because in the Play Big movement, we share the things that we're doing to play big. And one of the things that, as we've worked together over the last couple of years, we've both become a little more fine-tuned in what our messaging is. And for those of you who didn't see the original podcast with Lisa, please go back and look at it, because not only was she one of the top women in automotive industry, but also in the arena of sales and communication. And here, I should have gotten a clean book. This is the one I've read. It's kind of dirty on the cover, but author of Crushing Mediocrity. And it's just been a real pleasure to get to have a new friend. You know, they talk about people are in your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And even though we just met about three and a half years ago?
Yeah.
Lifetime. She's a lifetime friend. So, but one of the things that has gotten very clear for the both of us, in particular Lisa, is, you know, picking your lane. So Lisa, will you share a little bit about the last couple of years on how you've been redefining your future? And
yes, and having a psychologist named Dr. Sharon Lecter really helps, I can tell you that. You know, I'll tell you, Sharon, when I left the auto industry, I went out and I got, you know, hired some gurus and people that told me, oh, you know, you're bigger than automotive, you're bigger than this, you should try to be everything to everybody. And, you know, I tried that unsuccessfully, you know, semi-successfully, but not as successful as I could have been. And a very dear friend of mine, Brian Benstock, he's the number one Honda dealer in the country, and he's considered one of the top automotive experts in the country. And I was in New York. He's a client of mine. And he said, Lisa, what are you doing? Why are you running after these Fortune 1s and these Fortune 5s? Stay in your lane. You know, your lane is the automotive industry, and it's actually a $1 trillion industry. That's plenty for one gal from Austin, Texas to be able to handle. And he said, so that's the best advice. He said, because where I see that you're the strongest and you're the most powerful is when you're in that automotive lane. And I say that as your friend and as your client. And so by the end of the night, we were kind of laughing and chanting, you know, niche and get rich, niche and get rich. And ever since I've followed that advice, and of course, I know you told me the same thing. Sometimes you have to hear it from multiple people. My business has just exploded almost to the point where I can hardly keep up.
And part of that is because you're focused and you're open to that opportunity. Before, you almost kind of like saying, well, I know I got that, let me focus on these other areas, right?
Right.
But you
have to water the grass, right? You know, the grass is always greener. Well, it's green where you water it. And so if you specialize in your niche, because just like your niche, in fact, I've just tagged you in a few things today where people are coming out and saying, oh, they're trying to pass legislation. Maybe I think it was in Florida and another state about children going through financial literacy. And I tagged you, Sharon Lecter, this has been your lifetime work, yeah. Right? And you're known for your expertise within the financial literacy space. And it would be weird if you jumped into an expert in automotive. Doesn't mean you can't speak in automotive because you're a financial literacy expert. And so you really did a great job of carving out your niche. And I will be the first one to say, I tried to be too many things to too many people. And thinking that brings abundance, and it's exactly the opposite. It brings scarcity.
And it doesn't mean you can't bring value to them. That's one of the things that we've had to work hard on, because I've had, my career has been so lengthy that I have become pretty good in several different areas.
Right.
You really have to say, okay, do I want to focus on speaking? Do I want to focus on personal finance? Do I want to focus on entrepreneurship? And then, of course, in the last few years, I've done a lot of work specifically in the women's financial market. And so you have to be very clear on your messaging, because the messaging, you know, when you start trying to, you just start getting very diluted when you're trying to be all things to all people.
Yeah. And that was the biggest mistake I'll say I've ever made in my career. Was that, and then second, that I got reined in on it. Once you get your mind around what it is, you know, you spend more time becoming an expert subject, or, you know, an expert in that subject matter. You end up talking more to people in your industry, hanging out with people in your industry. You know, you're not out trying to network and talk to people that really don't bring value to your work or your expertise.
And for those of you that listen regularly, there's another podcast recording I did with Joel Cohen, who really helps drive the digital marketing space for my company. And he shared the fact that picking the lane, the same issue, but he was talking about internally within a company. So they have multiple people. And when they focused on, I'm going to focus on my strength and you're going to focus on your strength, and trying to put square people into round holes, their company took off as well. So it's both your overall mission, what you want out of life, but also within your organization, making sure, and the analogy is somewhat overused, but making sure even though you have the right people on the bus, make sure they're in the right seats. Because so many times, and people get frustrated if they're not in a position that utilizes their strengths, that they can feel that accomplishment, and instead they trying to do something that's really not in their wheelhouse, and it gets frustrating. I know both you and I, Lisa, have had frustrations over the last year trying to do things that really weren't in our wheelhouse.
Right? Well, and you have to work harder to get them done, you know, because it's not in your wheelhouse. You have to do more research. You have to put more time in. You're not as sharp and as much of a subject matter expert. I mean, it all plays together. Niche and get rich.
Share
that is my motto.
When you made that decision, I mean, you were a media sponsor for New York Car Show, and then you've had like some major things happen. Whatever you can share with us, because I know some of them are still in the work. So share.
Yes. Well, I can share that that we're doing a automotive show on Fox, and we'll be in 25 markets following Joel Osteen. It's Joel Osteen's people that are doing the show. You know, they wanted to put an automotive show to follow his.
That's huge.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited. But, you know, but it isn't a show about being an entrepreneur, which I am. It's a show about the automotive industry, in which I am an industry expert. Right. And so I think that for your listeners out there, and I know following you, they know this, it's, you know, what is your superpower? What is your expertise? And then how will you monetize it?
Exactly. And that's one of the other things, you know, we were working in areas and yet we weren't seeing that monetization wasn't there. But now you've seen a huge change because people recognize your expertise. You were called by, even though you got on your first Fox News show, which was very exciting when you were in New York, they actually have been calling you. So that's like,
yes.
Talk about the difference between being an expert and authority is when your phone starts ringing, you know, you become the authority, and you certainly have, even though you were before. You know, within the top media channels, they recognize you as that. And that's very exciting.
It's exciting. And you know, and the thing I think I really recognize, you know, it was so fun coming out to your party and you're like, oh, I'm going to take you to Barrett Jackson. And you know, I was just buzzing around there. It was like, I was in my space. Like I love cars. I love the auto industry. And I believe fundamentally that it's one of the greatest stimulus packages that this country has is our automotive industry. And so I feel really good about helping keep it strong and robust and looking for different ways to create more sales for the U.S. economy.
So in addition, Lisa's on the board for Women in Automotive, and I was honored to be asked to come speak last year at their convention.
I think you were asked to speak twice, actually.
Yes, I did. I did. It was wonderful, exciting, great, great group of women. And again, focusing, giving support and mentoring to women within that industry to keep them within the industry, because there's a lot of turnover, as well as to show them how to thrive In addition, you've had many, many different dealerships and organizations bring you in to consult on how to overall build their business, not just in the female market, right?
Yeah, Subaru and Google and Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, just to name a few of my clients. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a sales expert. I'm a sales strategist within the automotive space. And my niche is female consumers, but it isn't all I do. I mean, when I really want to geo-target on the problem, when I see that, you know, that they need a lift and it seems like they've done everything else, the one thing that they haven't done is put their time and their attention into that female market. So I'm very good at, you know, helping them build a strategy to attract female consumers.
And one of the other things, and this is something you and I spoke about when you were here, is you are also the top people within the automotive industry may not take a phone call from people that are well thought of, but they'll take a call from Lisa Copeland because they recognize, you know, your position within the auto industry. So you're an incredible connector as well.
I try. I like to. I like to see people win. You know, you had a friend at the party and I'm still trying to secure 38 cars for them. And I just happened to know the global head of the company of the car that they want to buy. So I was like, oh, I know who to call.
We talk about that a lot, the power of association and being able to open doors and supporting one another. And
yes,
you have been way over the top supportive of me with your support of Thinking Grow Rich for Women and Outwitting the Devil. Definitely.
Oh, my favorite book of all times.
So you did an entire series in your podcast and in your morning show. You have a morning show, and tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, 5 days a week. I am up bright and early, depending on any coast. Like next week, I'm in California. And so that show goes to 4:45 in the morning in California. But it really is, it's a commitment I made to myself that I would hold myself accountable to be better, to spend the time in the morning. And so I thought, well, why not take a few people along on the journey with me? And now we're up to about 2,800 people that are regulars in my group. And, you know, I mean, we get anywhere from, you know, 1,000 to sometimes 3,000 or 4,000 views a day. So it's great, but it's really about me investing in myself and then just sharing what I'm doing, the track I'm on with other people. So it's been great. You know, just the support and the people that tune in, and I'm very grateful. I love my tribe.
And as I do mine, and we in that parallel track, my shows are not every day. I do it once a week. She's a little more energetic than I am, but it's been, you know, every morning you get that dose of Lisa on building your business. And certainly from a standpoint of sales strategy. And when I was on your show last week, when she was here in Phoenix, we did it together, and there are tremendous activity and loyal people that tune in
every
morning.
They're wonderful. And I'm so excited to see where they all land a year from now.
Yeah.
With some of the ideas. And it's not just me, because it's so interactive and it's such a community that they, you know, they're all connecting offline now. They're doing business with each other. And that was always my dream and my goal for this group.
Yep. And it's working.
Yeah.
It's in the Play Big movement. I'm very proud of that. So Lisa, for somebody that's watching or listening right now, that thinks they have their lane, what are some of the questions you would ask them to really get them to focus in and make sure that they're in their sweet spot?
Yeah, okay, that's a great question. You know, I think the first thing I would say is, you know, when you're trying to determine your expertise, how do other people see you? See, I didn't see myself as other people saw me. And that's when my friend took me to dinner and he's like, what are we doing here? I mean, you know, you're my consultant in the automotive industry. He's like, you know, I wouldn't call you to make a stock purchase. Love you, but he said, but when my dealership's in trouble or our sales are sagging, you're the first one I call. He said, stay in your lane. He said, you know, you can't be everything to everybody. And so it was really profound because I respect him so much. And he is a client of mine. So, where do other people view your strengths? Because you need to find out who's going to pay you for them. And let's just, like, we can be nice. I'm an expert, but we've got to get paid.
Let's underline that comment. It's not just what you do well. It's what other people will pay you to do.
That's it. What will other people pay you to do? Where are you the smartest person in the room? You know, where, you know, how does, you know, what, as you would say, Sharon, and I say this all the time, I learned it from you, is what problem do you solve? You know, What need do you serve and what problem do you solve? And then the third piece to that is, how are you going to monetize it? Mm-hmm. And if you can't figure out how to monetize it, it's just a hobby. You're just a researcher. You're not a consultant.
And one of the things that you're actually looking right now at doing more of, and that is expanding your team so that you're not doing all the heavy lifting so that you can focus on what you do best, right?
Yeah. You know, I learned this a long time ago and I'm really holding myself to it. You know, pay people for things that you can't do, pay people for things you don't want to do, and pay people to help you scale who have the expertise. And so I'm doing all three. I've got two assistants now. And I'm looking at two or three people to bring on my team so that I can scale the business because, you know, I think you taught me this, Sharon, you know, you cannot trade time for money. You know, there has to be a scalability factor to it. And the only scalability is to put it on video, which we've done. And number two, build your team out.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous. Well, Lisa, thank you. You're going to hang out here because we're going to go to a shorter recording. We're going to go a little more personal inside the private Facebook group. So those of you that have not joined, please join the Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter because you're going to hear a little bit more from Lisa. And hold on 1 second, Lisa. Thank you so much for being with me today. And we will start again in a moment. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.